I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green. We're here on the air on WGR Sports Radio 550. We've reached September, and that means our final golf show of the season. We started way back at the end of February, and almost 30 shows later, here we are. Starting into September with our final show. We're in Niagara Falls in the One Niagara Center building at the Lynx Golf and Tap. We're here for our second time this season, and we're excited to be here. Brian Colzio with you, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Can't believe we're at our final on-air show of 2022.
That's right.
Incredible.
Yeah, seems like it just flew by. Yeah, it seems like a couple weeks ago we were just here and it was 28 degrees or whatever it was when we were here that day.
Hey, didn't we start here?
It was, I think, our second show.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was close.
Yeah, we were.
It was cold
and
dark.
Maybe the first week of March we were here.
And you know what? When I came into this place way back at the beginning of our season, I was impressed. I remain impressed.
Yep.
What a great space.
It is cool.
I mean, if I were to get married again, this would be where I hold my bachelor party. I'm just going to say.
I thought maybe you were saying
again,
married here.
Well, excuse me. If I'm still married.
Yeah. At the moment.
At least you didn't say when I get married again.
There you go. Yes. Anyhow, it's a great space.
Yeah, we are here and overlooking. Well, Jeff and I are facing the hitting bays with the Trackmans. Kev, you chose the area facing the bar. So,
well, you guys are already sitting down. I mean, but it's a cool bar area and a hitting area, and it's atmosphere must be electric here.
And they use the TrackMan. You know, we have our own place, and TrackMan's become so very popular, and there's a very good reason for it because it is a ton of fun to hit some shots on this. And they have some cool leagues, and they got a cool bar. It's a nice setup. It's an open feel. Yeah, it's very, very social space.
Yeah. So we're happy to be here. Owner Nick LaTempio joined us back in March. He is out of town this weekend, so he asked us to pass along a couple of things. One thing that he wants to let everybody know about is that there's fall and winter leagues that you can sign up for. You can go to their website, thelinksgolfandtap.com, and just, he says, click on that golfing tab, and you can sign up right there. Leagues and indoor spaces are becoming more and more popular, Kev, here. And, you know, with these hitting bays, the width of them and the space around it, like, this is a great spot to come with some buddies and everything. I love it.
Have you guys ever, I mean, you live in Buffalo, so the answer's got to be yes. You ever been in a bowling league?
I've been in a bowling league.
So anyways, so a bowling league, so this setup here reminds me of bowling lanes in an essence where you've got your social space right behind the lane area, right?
Yes.
And, you know, if you're hanging out with your friends and your bowling, like, to me, this is where the whole league can go on, and you can socialize with everybody in the league. We're outside of a golf league at your club, like, somebody's on the course, you got to wait till after to see them. So this is like if you've got a group of whatever, 8 to 12 to whatever, 16, you know, you force me, you can probably even do more. You're working in for 9 holes in a couple hours. I'm like, this will be an awesome spot for an indoor league. For sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's what's nice about the TrackMan is it's year-round, right? So you can use it in hot summer days, and you can come here on a super cold, winter, blustery Western New York winter night. Yeah.
And the TrackMan gives you so much good feedback, Jeff. I know last week we were at Golf Dojo, a place you're working at, and they have TrackMan there too. We know that Nick has TrackMan here at the Lynx Golf and Tap in Niagara Falls, and you say that's gives you the best amount of feedback that you would want, right?
Oh yeah, plus it's super accurate. You can't dispute the numbers on the TrackMan. Yeah.
Well, Kev, what are the pros using on the tour? Right, they're using TrackMan. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Most all of them have their own TrackMan. I mean, there are competitors out there, but they all have their own units that they bring with them to set up. It's calibrated to their swing. It knows their numbers. It stores all their stuff.
Yeah, if you're a serious professional player, you probably have a TrackMan just because of the data and the information it gives you. You know, you want to dial in your yardages for your wedges or whatever it is. All the data and then all the games you can play too. Like kids can play games. You can play all these fun courses. It's cool. And like I said, you can just go 10 steps to the bar here, which is also not so bad.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know what? The other thing, I mean, location. So we're in downtown Niagara Falls. I mean, this serves Niagara County. And if you're in Amherst, it's not far. But I'm just saying, like, so it's actually a good location for everybody in this area of Western New York to come to.
I agree.
Actually, you know, was it 25? It took me 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
Really quick. If it's literally on the doorstep of the Rainbow Bridge, if you're maybe unfamiliar or you haven't been in this area, the big glass building right next to...
Well, we have listeners in Canada.
That's right.
Right? I mean, we let you in now.
That's right.
You let us in, we let you in. Hey, it's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really fun spot here.
By the way, you don't have to even show your vaccine card anymore. Just come on in.
They
remember
do
those
now.
Days? Remember
yes.
those days? All right, anyhow, I digress.
The if you want to check out some pictures, I just tweeted some out at BrianWGR. Also, on our Tee to Green Instagram page, you can check that out as well. T2G Buffalo has some more pictures there because there's more room on Instagram to post more pictures.
Awesome.
So, there you go. So you can check that out again, the website, thelinksgolfandtap.com. Click on the golfing tab. But, you want to come here open at 11 today so you can come on up. You can have lunch. You can hit some balls. But, obviously, you know, if you're thinking about fall and winter leagues, especially in the winter, like get in, get signed up. I know they fill up quickly. An opportunity for maybe you and some buddies to get in a league and keep golf going all year long. That's one thing that's tough, Jeff. Everybody's so into golf right now. Obviously, the weather's been spectacular to play outside. How do you keep that, you know, I'll use the word that our station loves to use, momentum. How do you get that momentum going to keep your golf game sharp during the winter here? I mean, joining a league, TrackMan, all these sort of things, like, it's people have great ideas at the end of the year, but like the follow through on it's tough. So you sign up for a league. Now, you know, hey, I'm committed, you know, once a week, twice a week to be here to kind of keep my golf swing in shape.
I always thought this was the best time to set goals for the next year. Right. So this is the time of year where, hey, I'm thinking, what did I do well? What did I do poorly? What can I get better at? What changes might I need to make? And this is the time of year to start making, because basically tournaments for the most part are done. So, hey, these are time, you know, you can go out there and experiment. You know, hey, maybe I want to change my grip. Maybe I want to put a couple different clubs in my bag. Maybe I want to learn to hit the draw a little better or whatever it is that I can take to the course next year. And this is the time, and I always found that fun, you know, and engaging. So this is the time of year I would like to go and, hey, I'd set some goals for next year, write them down, and then start grinding on them. And you get such nice weather. I know they just aerated all the greens around here, but after they're aerated, they come back. It's just so perfect, and it's still so much fun to play. So there's still a lot of golf left to play, but it is a time of year where I start focusing on, hey, where can I make my changes to get better for the next season?
I love September golf. You know, I'm going to memo to Western New York. I'm going to play as much as I can here in the next 3 weeks. Jeff, I have not played much at all this summer.
Kev, you sound defensive, Kev.
Well, anyway, I love September golf. I just think it's fantastic. Yeah, leaves start
October.
To change at the end of September.
The weather,
well, steelhead season
September
comes
is
in
great
October,
for golf.
Jeff. You know, I'm
gotcha.
But anyhow,
it's already feeling like it though. There's already leaves on my lawn, and you see some of the oaks are starting to turn a little brown. So weather, nice cool nights, good grass growing weather. You'll see a lot of overseeding done on facilities right now. That's why they aerate now. You know, you have cool nights and warm days and sunny days. That's good grass growing weather. When it's hot at night, your grass doesn't want to grow as much. So,
LynxGolfAndTap.com. We're here up in Niagara Falls, and we're excited to be here for our final show of the season. Coming up, we'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. That's coming up as well. 7:30, Taylor Gessel, our friend from Callaway Golf, going to come on and join us. Talk a little bit more about the golf ball itself. So that'll be interesting. Also, an event that we've talked about for years, Tee It Up for the Troops, coming up at Wanaka in 2 weeks. If you want to be a part of that or help raise money for a great cause, we'll give you some information about that as well. Speaking of good events, Jeff and I earlier this week on Monday, we were down in Olean at Bartlett Country Club for Coaches versus Cancer tournament and raised a ton of money. Just an outstanding job. So kudos to everybody involved with that. I know Sal was with us there. Yep. Served as the MC, did a great job. And Bartlett's a fun course to play, Jeff. I had never played it before. I know you are very familiar with the course, and it's a fun course, partially because there's a lot of flat courses around here, and you know where I live at Amherst, and there's some hills in Bartlett. I can see why you were telling me in the fall that it's gorgeous. Kevin was just talking about fall golf, like fall golf at Bartlett down in Olean would have been, I'm sure, a beautiful sight.
Oh, it's amazing, and you get some amazing views because you go up and down those hills, and those greens at Bartlett can make you feel a little silly once in a while. You'll hit a putt. The second hole is a great example, but yeah, there's some holes out there where you hit some putts and you just. Yeah, you have no idea what you look like. You have no idea what you're doing.
I've played it once, and what I seem to recall is you start out from the clubhouse, right? You go down the hill, then you come back up. It's a par five.
That's a hard hole.
And yeah, then you like cross a road or something. Like you get back into the scenery, and then you get back in the hills, and you're like, whoa! The course kind of opens up, and it's like, wow, this place is great. And then you, I think I want to seem to remember. Coming back, there's like a drivable par four. Is it 17?
There's a couple of them.
Yeah. Okay, but right near the clubhouse, there's a drivable. Like,
16, 17.
Okay, yeah.
Even 18 is close to being drivable. Yeah, some of those shorter par fours.
When you drive it like we were in the group.
Well, as you drive it. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I'm sure Sale was tremendous.
Sales plays good. He's not a bad player.
He's a lefty.
Nice.
Yeah. He's got that little fade that he plays.
He plays from the wrong side. But
yeah. Little cup. He plays fast, though. Yeah.
Which you enjoy, of course.
Which I do enjoy,
He plays how he talks.
Yes.
Very fast.
It was fun to play with Sale.
Having some fun with you, Sale. Yes. Relax.
No, we had a great time.
You hear a ton of Sale this season here on GR.
That's right.
About to get more of them.
Yes.
The Bills are, part of the reason we, of course, end our show is the golf season kind of comes to an end. On the PGA Tour, it does as well. And
we start here next week.
That's right.
The wraparound starts again
next week. This is the final year of the fall schedule as you know it on the PGA Tour. We don't know what – so you have the Fortinet Championship, which, you know, out in California. That's how the season starts. President's Cup will be happening. And then Sanderson Farms Championship. But so this will be – because next year things change. Seasons go from January to August. And then the fall, they're still wrestling. He's
trying
with,
to figure out what to do.
Well, there's going to be those elite events, the international, but they've.
Yeah, there's a lot of tumult in the golf schedule right now.
Yes. But what's going to happen with the fall? So, Sanderson Farms, maybe Fortinet, those events may still occur, but it's going to be, and this is just from, this is me guessing from what's been announced, that players 71 to 200 are going to play to be players 71 through 125.
Yeah, to get in.
To be in.
Have
their tour card.
Yeah.
Have their tour card. Kind of what's happening. Like, this is the Korn Ferry Tour Finals this week, the championship this week, and there are some names on there. You're like, well, I thought that guy was a PGA Tour player. Well, he's fighting to remain in the 125 or to get those 25 spots in the Korn Ferry Tour Finals.
Well, they also could probably improve their status by playing well. So, say they're 123, they could move to 74.
So, no? Let me – so 125 is already set for next year. All right, so you're going. There's still status points from 125 to 200. You can't get in any event, but let's say
certain events, right?
Certain events
where maybe
guys who are, like,
aren't playing, then you can they bump
which
in.
Which was all part of why part of this change was, right? That they announced, like, hey, the top 20 players are committing to 20 events. They're going to play in all these events. So, and they'll rotate. Like, maybe the Travelers will be an elite event 1 year, and then the John Deere will be the next. Like, so they are it. And people think this is a radical change. It is to some degree, but They had a policy where you got to play an event you haven't played. Like when the four-year stretch, Brian Koziel, like, you need to show up at one of these events. So that rotation stays in play, but they're just going to get all the guys, you know.
Well, they had that policy before, didn't they?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They had a rotational policy before, but it was on an individual basis. All right? So, and listen.
Did that apply to Tiger?
A lot came out this week, right? You know, and even old Phil, I see his poster there. Ah, see, you know, everybody's saying Phil was right, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Rory said that a while ago, like, hey, Phil had some merit to some things, but he just approached it horribly.
Yeah.
So, and without competition, there's not change. We'll see how these changes go into effect and take place. Obviously, we're talking about, you know, the other things going on, live and all this stuff. Sure, there's some tweaks, and maybe this has allowed it to happen.
Right.
I still think the tour is going to be the spot to be because of the influx of talent you see year in and year out that come into play. The players who have went, you've gone, okay, goodbye, go cash your ridiculously large checks, wear your shorts, untuck your shirt this weekend, whatever, they allow them to wear shorts. Whatever, fine, do what you want to do, you're the other league, no problem.
Yeah.
The tour's made changes, the players are going to play more, and you're going to see more guys come out of college and join the tour and be stars, become stars. So
look at we.
But anyways, I think this is where it all started. Was this will be the last fall of the regular season as we've known it to be on the PGA Tour.
A year and a half ago, nobody knew who Will Zalatoris was. Now he's a star on the PGA Tour, and people love watching
Cameron
him.
Cameron Young,
yes,
right. I mean, so
Sahith Theegala.
Theegala, right? There are players like that will be there all the time. That are outstanding players. The depth of golf, as we talk about all the time, professionally, is so good. And it will just be a different name that takes the spot. I don't think, like, I think there's this image of, oh, wow, the quality of golf's going to go down. No, it's just going to be, you're going to,
people.
There's going to be different people. And, you know, like it is with Zalatoris. Look, this guy a year and a half ago, we first came out of the scene at the Masters, and all of a sudden everybody, you know, and now look, a year and a half later, now he's one of the stars on the PGA Tour, and people love watching him, and he's likable. And, I mean, I think you're going to get that so much now, or with this opportunity with these guys getting a chance to play maybe earlier. And
opportunity is a key word there. These are really good players. You just need an opportunity sometimes to show on the big stage, right? Yeah. You know, you've been preparing all your life, and hey, you never know when the lights turn on when you're going to play great at a major.
I'll tell you what, 4 months ago, you didn't know who Tom Kim was,
right?
Nope. Tom Kim's the next star on the PGA Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there'll be another two or three or four next year that'll pop up because they got this opportunity.
Hey, when Jack Koziel makes the PGA Tour.
Well, we hope.
I'm just saying.
Under the tutelage of Jeff Mitas.
No, I'm just saying.
I'll take all,
like,
that credit. Yeah.
There's all these kids coming up and playing, and, you know, their dream is to play on the PGA Tour. And, you know, I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah, you don't sit there on 18 at dusk trying to make a six-footer imagining that you're going to win the something,
Boston
something.
Invitational.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You think,
By the way, Cam, I will give Cam Smith and Harold Varner credit for at least being freaking honest.
Oh, Harold Varner, I saw his statement, yeah.
Yeah, his statement was, listen, now I will argue, Harold, you've already made enough.
Yeah.
To come.
Yeah, right.
That your son and any other future children are going to have a life that you didn't have growing up.
Yeah.
This just means it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, Cam Smith.
He was tracking
money,
that way, correct.
Yes.
Cam Smith was clearly already in that boat, I think.
Yeah, Cam Smith said, you know, as a business, I couldn't ignore the money.
Yeah. And people look at
at least I respect the honesty to say, like, you know what, they're paying me boatload of money.
He didn't do the spiel of, like, we're here to grow the game, or we're, you know,
more,
like,
time with my family.
Yeah, but he also went on to say, well, yeah, I expect to play in the majors. Like, you know, Phil says, I expect to beat Augusta.
I'm sure they
he also 2 weeks
points.
Ago said he expected to play in the President's Cup. So, they're not everything they're saying is just, to me, it's just some fodder of just, this is what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they've got talking points that they're supposed to put out there as part
absolutely.
Of their
absolutely, it's part of their contract. Yes. So there's all these things in their contract. Like, they are not independent contractors anymore. They are employees of LIV Golf.
Correct.
Yeah. So
it's a different setup.
Oh, the company line is definitely out, for sure.
Yeah, they, all this is about to do what they want. No, that's gone.
You'll never hear one of them complain about the format or the course or the anything, you know, the food,
right.
Nothing. There will be no, fall in line and just positive, positive,
yeah.
positive.
Although Joaquin Neiman, buddy, you know, the 48 best players in the world are not there. He said that. I'm like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Just like Taylor Gooch said.
Yes.
The atmosphere was like the Ryder Cup.
Pat Perez is one of the 48 best players in the world.
Phil Mickelson is not playing like
Phil's
that
either.
Phil's
not either. I am disappointed. You know, it is bad for golf, I think, that Cam Smith, Joaquin Neiman, I'll take those two in particular, are put themselves in a position where they will likely not compete in the majors. Cam Smith, he's got a 5-year exemption, so that he's going to be interesting. Right. But Joaquin Neiman does not. Joaquin Neiman's, I think, put himself in a bad spot.
Well, plus none of them are going to be getting world ranking points as we go along.
So that's what I'm saying, so right.
Which will then eliminate them from being asked, right? Unless they've won a major and they've got exemptions because of that, at some point they slide down the rankings enough that they won't make like the Masters is only the top 50, and some of these other teams are at the top 70 or the top 100, like the PGA.
And the Masters is an invitational, so
they can do whatever they want.
They can do it. Yeah, those are guidelines.
Bubba Watson said this week, by the way, about the Masters. They asked him about it, and he said, "Look, if they don't want me there, then I don't want to be there." Like,
guess
as
what?
A past champion.
Stop it, Bubba. I'm sorry.
Come March, he's going to want to be there.
Yeah, that's and that puts the Masters in a tough spot. For sure.
They get to take the lead, though, almost in some sense. If there is, I think, if there is a push by the bodies, the governing bodies that run the majors to maybe exclude them however they want to do it, the Masters has the chance to open that door because they're first and they hold as much cards as anybody in golf. So if they want to, they can. And that might make it easier for the USGA or the PGA when they run
this is what
their majors to do the same and follow suit and just say, "Oh, we're going to follow what Augusta National's policy."
So here's the interesting thing. Augusta National's steeped in tradition, right? I mean,
the champions dinner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just the
jacket
thing
presentation
is steeped in tradition.
Yep.
So traditionally, they've invited the past champions. So there's their out for guys who have won it, past champions. But anybody else can be like, "Eh, we're not." I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see what they do.
Right,
and then they can say, "Listen,
and what Masters?
You're not invited. You're uninvited until this lawsuit stuff."
Yeah,
it's not even uninvited. You're just not invited. You have to get.
Well,
the
you're
going to
take the year out, right?
Yeah.
So
who are we talking about here?
Phil,
DJ's
Phil,
a past champion.
Bubba, DJ, Patrick Reed.
I think that's it. Yeah, those four.
Now they do have they've got some big name players on that tour, and it's going to be interesting to watch. I do think. That it's in some ways this may be good for everybody, in the long term, because I don't think Liv's gonna last. I mean, it may be around for a couple of years. This is just my opinion, because I don't think there's a draw there with the format and the way they play. I mean, the only draw is the players' names, where the PGA Tour has the draw of week to the grind and all the tradition and the tournaments and the world ranking points and playing at Riviera and playing all these beautiful places. And I just think it's going to be in the long run, it might be better for golf, and we might end up seeing some new people that become bigger stars than a Cam Smith or a Dustin Johnson as we go along. I think golf's too good, too strong, and I think the PGA Tour is too strong for this to have a really adversarial long-term effect. Right now, sure, it's a bump in the road, but I think 2-3 years from now, I think the tour will be even stronger.
Which makes the argument for a Cam Smith, a Varner, an Abe Anser, a Joaquin Neiman, the young players, take the money now while it's here, and you're going to do this for 3 years. You're good enough, young enough, where when this goes away, like most
people
still predict,
you'll still have an opportunity.
Then they'll, maybe you got to requalify, Monday, whatever you got to do to get back.
Has anybody done the math on how much cash they've dumped into this? I mean, not just to the players, because they still got to run those events.
There's
no TV money coming in.
I'm sure it's over $1 billion.
Oh, they put in. I think they committed $4 billion.
Yeah,
total.
I could see that.
That's a big number. Yeah.
Well, listen.
For us, for Americans, yes,
it's they got funny money.
Yes.
Right.
Before we go to break here, how important was it that Rory won? The guy that he beat, Scottie Scheffler, super well liked, number one in the world, probably had the best season. I'm gonna guess he's gonna win Player of the Year as well. But Rory winning symbolizing the fact that he was the voice of the PGA Tour this year, even more so than even the commissioner was. How important was Rory winning that, do you think?
I don't know if it was important, but it was certainly feel good. Yeah, it felt, it probably is important in some way to draw people to golf, but it's certainly a feel good moment. Like to put the punctuation point at the end of the season, just like that with Rory, with that great round. I think it's certainly a positive. If no name would have won, it might have been a little, it wouldn't have looked as good maybe.
Well, I think it was fabulous.
If you ask Jay Monahan, golf, if you could get him to answer, if he would answer honestly, which I'm not expecting to, but as the commissioner, if he would say, what's the best story for us to win? It's Rory McIlroy.
I'll tell you,
for
actually,
sure.
I think the best story would be Sung J.M. coming back from where, like, you know, the guys who came back to overtake Scheffler, right? That's a great story.
Yes, but
I'm just saying, for professional golf, it was great for Rory McIlroy to win because this guy can't win. He hasn't won a major in 7 years or 8 years, whatever it is. He comes back and wins the FedEx Cup when, you know, Rory makes big numbers. He made a huge number to start.
Started with a
triple
the first hole.
Bogey and wins the tournament.
Plus
incredible.
How he comports himself. You know,
absolutely.
How he comports himself is, I think, the branding that the PGA Tour wants. Along with Scottie Scheffler, he comports himself like a gentleman all the time.
Listen, Rory's been principled in this. He's been under a ton of stress this year because of all this and being kind of the spokesperson because he's on the PAC and, you know, that committee. Well, he didn't sign up for all this stuff. And he goes,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Goes out and wins the FedEx Cup for the third time to be the only guy to do it. Yeah, that matters. That matters a lot. That matters for all the players who stood behind him, too.
Yes.
But and you know
he did not have to stick his neck out as much as he did, saying some of the things that he did about Liv and PGA Tour and what's going on. He did it because he wanted to, because he felt it was the right thing, and I commend him for doing that. It takes real leadership to sometimes say things that you don't. It could have been very easy to sit up there at all of his interviews and press conference and just you can get through those. We've seen athletes do it in all sports. He decided to go a different route with it. And it might have even burned some friendships with him, with some of his other players along the way that he's become tight with.
He doesn't need to care about that.
That's what I'm saying, is that he has decided that this is the right initiative and the right message, and this is what I want to be about. So I think him winning was great. I think it was a great cap to what was a very strong finish to the PGA Tour season.
How about the reaction from Scheffler's family? See that?
When Rory went to...
It's Scheffler's dad.
He actually went to apologize to them for winning.
Yeah.
And they were like, are you kidding? You were amazing.
Yep.
Scheffler's wife, congratulations. You were amazing.
Yeah.
They're great people. Scott Scheffler Sr.
Yeah, let's keep those guys on.
Two of the most likable guys there at the top there with McIlroy and Scheffler. Okay, timeout. We're here at the Lynx Golf and Tap. We'll take our first break on WGR. When we come back, we'll talk about Callaway Golf and specifically golf balls. Some interesting tidbits coming up with our friend Taylor Gessel from Callaway Golf. We still got our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up, as well as some other good news and notes here along the way. Our final Tee to Green show of the season at the Lynx Golf and Tap here in the One Niagara Center building. I'm Brian Colzio along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Zach Jones producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green from the Lynx Golf and Tap right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
7:32 is the time here as we welcome you back on our season finale show of Tee to Green, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colzio. We're at the Lynx Golf and Tap up in Niagara Falls in the One Niagara Center building. A great spot to come and work on your game. They've got some really, really nice hitting bays up here with TrackMan and a beautiful bar where you can get your lunch or your dinner or your late night snack along the way with a beverage or two.
Yes, I get beer.
That's right.
Other things.
We're excited to be here. Owner Nick Latempio, we appreciate you having us here. You can sign up for Winter Leagues. They're happening 3 days a week up here. You can pick what day works for you. The link's golfandtap.com is the website. You can click on the golfing tab, and all the information is there to sign up. We'll have more information about the links here before we leave you. But it is time for our tip of the week, and we try to give you the best insight in golf to make your game better. One of the pieces of that is playing the right golf ball and making sure you're, you know, teeing it up with the right ball. Of course, our good friend from Callaway Golf, Taylor Gessel, joining us here on the line. And he's going to give you some great information about that fact itself, how to play the right golf ball for you here. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. How's everything going with Callaway Golf this end of summertime?
Good. You know, it was exciting to see a lot of our Callaway players up on the top of the list of the last events of the PGA Tour season. And so as we kind of get towards the end of our season up here as well, you led me in on talking about golf balls. It's important that we kind of pay attention to the golf balls that we're playing, how the weather's going to affect them, little things in your game that can help you play better.
Hey, Taylor, you know, as a PGA professional, I give a lot of lessons and I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of times people just reach for the cheapest golf ball because they're going to pump it into the woods or whatever they think. And I always make the argument that especially lower swing speed players are going to get more benefit from a premium ball than using a really, really cheap ball, which I feel will dive out of the air. Can you explain that to people a little bit, why a premium ball is premium and how it can help everybody's game, not just the good players' games?
Yeah, so as you look to sort of the higher quality golf balls, the golf balls that obviously on the shelf are going to be a little bit more expensive. One of the reasons why that is the materials that we use. Urethane and even the materials that you have inside the ball are going to start to affect spin. They're going to start to affect launch. So those players that you might be working with, when you want to try and influence their game in a certain direction, we want to get them to maybe hit it higher and land softer. We want it to spin more. I know for ourselves with three different models of Chrome Soft, it can be important to make sure that as you're looking at the differences between our golf balls, that the things that you're working on with your pros, the things that you're working on with the fitters that you're seeing, are also reflected in the golf ball as well, because it absolutely can make a difference, and it's something that can make a big positive difference as well.
I know I've done a bunch of golf ball fittings, and typically you'll start from the green and work out. What do you recommend for people when they're trying to pick one of the good golf balls? What kind of differences are they looking for? Can you explain the differences for people? Because people just, they'll see the brand and they'll just grab it. Well, there's three different subtypes in that brand.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, really the three core places that I think of the most when I'm working with players on their golf balls, it's off the tee, it's ball striking, and it's touch and spin around the greens. So urethane golf balls are going to spin a little bit differently than maybe those golf balls that are a little bit less expensive. And so they're going to spin a little bit more than what you're used to when you're grabbing the, you know, super softs or the Warbirds. And then as you work through the green, when we look at the three golf balls that we have in our line, so our Red Box Chrome Soft, our sort of crown jewel Chrome Soft, three-piece golf ball, it's going to strike a little bit different. It's going to spin a little bit lower. Chrome Soft X, that black box, is going to be a little bit higher spinning, especially through the irons. And then Chrome Soft XLS, which is admittedly is the golf ball that I play myself, Chromesoft XLS launches the highest, and it also spins a little bit less, so you can land a little bit softer. And then as you look to really the interaction that you have around the greens, that urethane cover is going to spin, like I said, a bit different than what you have in those lower cost golf balls. But as you get into bunkers around the green, you get into these tight lies, gives you the ability to really control your trajectories and also control that two hop stop or one hop stop, hopefully sometimes, so that we can get your, you know, we can get you a little bit closer to the hole.
Taylor Gessel joining us here from Callaway Golf. We're talking about the golf ball itself with Taylor this time. Taylor, you mentioned some of the top PGA Tour players. We saw Xander Schauffele have a chance to win the Tour Championship last weekend. We know he's playing Callaway golf balls. What do you think goes into his decision-making? And I know you maybe you can even share kind of what ball himself he's actually playing on the Callaway line.
Yeah, Xander was really an interesting case as he was developing kind of his game with Callaway, working obviously on the club side, but on the golf ball side as well. These guys, I know with if you ever have the chance to meet any of these PGA Tour guys, they are really obsessed with the golf ball, right? They want to make sure that that is going to be something that will help them and obviously not hurt them. So as Xander was finding his golf ball within the Callaway line, just most recently in this most recent edition of the Chrome Softball, that Chromesoft XLS that I mentioned I was playing myself, Xander's playing that golf ball as well, and it really was something that as he was working with our trainers, as he was working with our development team, gave him the an even larger ability to be able to spin that ball against winds, make sure that ball is going to go in the direction that he needs it, where spin control comes down to, you know, really great ball striking and making sure that, you know, that golf ball's hit in the middle of the face, but also even subtle differences. He moved from that Chromesoft X to the Chromesoft XLS ball. He talks about it making only a 200-300 RPM spin difference, but he's been playing some incredible golf. You really can't deny that even a subtle difference like that, maybe 200-300 RPMs, can be all the difference sometimes between being 10 feet away and being 3 feet away.
Taylor, I was ribbing a fellow golfer. He's you know, marking his ball, not Callaway. I said, listen, he's putting three.
Well, everybody makes mistakes. It's okay.
Well, but, you know, he's going through meticulously putting the three lines in every ball to make sure that I go, why don't you just play the triple track Chrome Soft from Callaway? The lines are already on there, and it's perfectly done. Like, you clearly like the visual of it. So why don't you tell me about the triple track lining on the golf ball?
Yeah, you know, decorated golf balls like Triple Track and our TrueVis technology have become far more popular within the past few years than obviously in years prior. And so that Triple Track, I mean, I use it myself, just like you said, you know, having the lines on the golf ball right off the bat is very helpful. But it actually does come from a bit of science. If we think of the aircraft carriers, right, the people in those planes have a very, very small window and making sure that they hit the exact right spot on that aircraft carrier. Those lines that they have on the carrier itself, we try to mimic on that golf ball so that as you're lining up your putts, as you're looking at the places in which you need to target your golf ball, that it helps you extend that visual line and give you a bit better time when you're trying to line up your putts and make your putts.
Taylor, before we let you go, if anybody listening maybe wants to learn more about the Callaway balls themselves or Callaway clubs, how would they go about doing it locally here in Western New York?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, CallawayGolf.com has some great assets to make sure, just like we were talking about the golf ball finders, learning a bit more about the differences between all of our different golf balls that we have. And then our, you know, a lot of our local PGA professionals and fitters, they are also trained as well in terms of making sure that you get the correct golf ball, because it does make a difference. We have these models for a reason, and even just subtle changes in that golf ball can really help you play better.
Excellent. Taylor Gessel from Callaway Golf. Taylor, thanks as always for supporting our show here. We appreciate everything you do. Thanks for being at our Duster Challenge this year for our charity event to raise money for the PGA Reach Foundation. And I know donating all of those great Callaway Chrome Soft balls for everybody to putt with. So thanks as always, and we look forward to working with you in the future again.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Taylor Gessel, Callaway Golf.
I love the Truvis, the soccer ball,
yeah,
too.
They're fun.
They are fun.
Yeah. I think those lines do help lining the putt up.
Oh, I like the lines. Yeah, the soccer ball. I'm used to the traditional white golf ball. So,
well, I'll tell you where I like it most is around the greens. The spin. Mm-hmm. You can see it.
It does look cool.
I like the visual of it. And you know, at Lancaster, we have the par three mats. Mm-hmm. I will use the soccer ball on the mats.
God, makes sense. Yeah.
Yes.
I always drew a line on my
well
golf ball.
Me.
Yeah. You like that game. Yes.
I agree. Hey, before we go to break here, I want to talk about an event that we've been engaged in the past, and we're excited to let everybody know about it again here. It's Tee It Up for the Troops. It's at Wanaka Country Club in 2 weekends from now, and it's really it's like a full weekend worth of events. There's a dinner on Saturday night. That's on September 10th. And then golf on September 12th. But, Jeff, there's so many other things going on that weekend. And we'll get into the causes here in a second. But I know there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and it's one of the largest fundraisers for our veterans in the area. And it's a tremendous event. I've been happy to be around and just help out and throw a hand in. And we got to play a little bit in the last couple of years. But if you get a chance to sponsor a warrior for that, that's a great, great cause. Just even going to the event, there's the motivational speakers, everything about the event from top to bottom. I've been around a lot of events, you know, fundraiser events, and this is probably the premier. This is probably the best run event I've ever been around, and in my mind, the best cause.
Kev, I know you have many friends over at Wanaka. This is an event they're very proud of to be a part of.
I know people. I don't know how many.
Yes.
Call me.
Fine.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
No, great venue, and Tom Waring and his staff, they do an awesome job for that. And why don't you get the website? If, you know, maybe somebody's got a company out there, they're looking for a cause, or if you can't make it, you can sponsor
a warrior.
Sponsor a warrior.
Yeah.
You sponsor a veteran to go play.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing to do. It is wanaka.teeitupforthetroops.org. Wanaka, that's where it's at. Wanaka.teeitupforthetroops.org.
That's because it's a network of events throughout the country. And,
yes.
And this, the Western New York one is at Wanaka.
Yeah. So sponsor a warrior. If you can't play or you can't, you can go to the dinner. Even if you can't play on Monday, you can buy a dinner ticket. They still have
Saturday
some of those.
Saturday night.
A lot of the sponsorships are sold out, but one sponsorship that is available is to sponsor a warrior, and it allows them to be a part of the golf tournament too on Monday.
Yeah, it pays for a vet to be able to play in the event. Yeah, and then they get to enjoy the day.
Yeah, really,
cool.
really cool event. Yes, so check that out. Okay, time out. When we come back, our final segment here from the Lynx Golf and Tap. We're in the One Niagara Center building. Really, really great indoor facility here to come out and work on your game. You can join a league. Again, the LynxGolfandTap.com is the website.
Is it too early for a beer?
No.
Okay.
8:08. We're off in 16 minutes, so we can
5
get it
o'clock
ready.
Somewhere.
That's right. Yeah. All right, time out. Our final segment of Tee to Green for the season. Returning from the Lynx Golf and Tap with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Zach Jones back in our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green right after this timeout on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Well, as we've been talking about, the Tour Championship wrapped up the official end of the 2022 portion of the regular season. So no PGA Tour event, although some good drama this week on the Korn Ferry Tour, as it is the final third of three events that will figure out who is the 25 players that will earn their PGA Tour card for next year. And leading through two rounds of the Korn Ferry event this week is Michael Glickick from Canada. He's got a two-shot lead right now over a host of golfers. Some of the players that are in the top 25 already have already earned their card based upon wins or other different ways of earning those exemptions. But the top 25 that end up finishing this week, Kev, they get a chance to play on the PGA Tour regularly next year.
Yes. Yes, they'll have status from 125. I think they're in the 125 through 200 category. So it's important for that to happen.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Golf Attire, the world's finest golf clothing. Now, there isn't a Champions event this weekend, but we're just happy to be wearing the – it's nice to be a PGA professional and wear the best golf attire when you step into work. And I'd like to thank Donald Ross for giving us all this great gear this year.
Yeah. This sweatshirt, yeah. This hoodie. It's great. By the way, I have a golf friend who I sent him one because
– The hoodie?
Yeah, he's like, I'm anti-hoodie. And I sent him one. He goes, this thing's amazing. Yeah. It's totally changed his stance.
Yeah, and so. It's a local company, and it's really I wear golf clothes every day, and it's the best stuff there is.
They have a sale going on right now at DonaldRoss.com, all right? So some styles, 70% off, so check them out online.
Good sale.
Ooh. Yeah. There's stuff – you know what? It'll last you forever, too.
Oh, yeah.
Their stuff's incredible.
It's flattering, too.
It is flattering, yes.
That's what I like about it.
Hey, they know.
Listen,
they know
we're not the most fit team in radio for nothing here.
That's why we're on radio, yeah.
All right.
No, thanks to Donald Ross for clothing us all year, yes.
Donald Ross. All right, hey, LPGA Tour leaderboard this week. It is the Dana Open presented by Marathon. They're in Ohio. And Lucy Lee, 10 under par, two-shot lead over Carlotta Seganda. So that is – Lexi Thompson is three back, by the way, at 7 under par.
All right. Thank you. Back here at the Lynx Golf and Tap in the One Niagara Center building. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Minas, our final segment here of Tee to Green this season. Big kudos to one of our contributors, Jeff Blank. Not only
Who?
Did he do an amazing job this year posting every day.
Yeah.
On our social media handles at T2G Buffalo. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. Jeff, every week he put out a value betting chart every week on Tuesday.
You filed that.
Then his video on Wednesday, and then each day of the PGA Tour season, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he put out his daily picks. So Jeff, because he's a number cruncher and we love him for it, he figured out his bets for the entire season. He made 367 individual bets on golf this year, 315 units itself, and he's plus 66.5 units. So if you had bet $20 on every one of his wagers, you would have made over $1,300.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, Does he do football?
So we got to get him on the NFL here.
Seriously.
I'm in next year, that's for sure.
So, yeah.
Do you do football?
Yes. Yeah. Jeff,
that's incredible.
Great
work. Day job, yeah.
Yes. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and on Instagram at JeffBlankT2G. But just a phenomenal job keeping you engaged if you like to have a little, you know, action while you're watching the golf.
Plus he documents it. It's not like, I went 7 for 10
last week. If he has a bad day, he'll post it. He posts it every day. It's all about transparency, right?
Yes.
But plus 66.5 units this year. So
all right.
Kudos to Jeff Blank, one of our competing contributors there.
Now he's going to – you know what's going to happen now.
Yeah. He doesn't need a raise. He just made a whole bunch of money.
He doesn't need a raise.
Say the same perfect. Damn thing.
Yes. But thank you, Jeff, for all your work. Really, really good stuff. Alex Brown, one of our other contributors, has some course reviews up on our website. You can check it out, teetogreenradio.com. We'll be posting stuff there all throughout the fall and the winter as well, so check for that. But our social media handles is where we're going to have kind of our daily stuff. So make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at T2G Buffalo.
See, we're making people money. Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. Here's our feel-good story to finish with. An Oklahoma man makes a hole-in-one on a par 4. And here's what's incredible about it. It's his second albatross of the golf season.
That's impressive.
So it was a drivable par 4. He was at Cedar Creek Golf Course in Oklahoma on a par 4 hole. It measured 295. He hit the shot. He and his friends actually couldn't find the ball. They assumed that they lost it. Then they looked in the hole, and there it was. Pretty amazing. He had made an albatross earlier in the golf season on a par 5, making 2 on a 5.
Yeah.
But here he makes a 1 on a 4.
All right, this reminds me of, I should do this because he's a friend of mine.
His name's Ryan Ferguson, by the way.
Not Ryan Ferguson.
No,
I don't know.
But this
I don't
guy, know Ryan so congrats Ferguson. To him.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
A fellow member at Lancaster Country Club was on a golf trip, I think in Pennsylvania earlier this summer. I'll mention your name, Keith Junick. Keith made his first ace on day one of the trip and albatross on day two on a par five.
That's a pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, he probably still lost the hole to you.
I wasn't on the trip. No, I wasn't even on the trip. Like, you know, I say, you know what? I don't know anybody who else was there, so did it actually? No. Yes. It's great. I just wanted to mention that. I mean, that's pretty special. Ace one day. And yeah. You get the two on the par five is harder.
Yeah, that's harder.
I think.
To do.
I don't know. I haven't done either, so what do I know? Yep. You know.
Hey, I want to thank Zach Jones back in our studio. Zach produced essentially every show. Corey Jackson did a few as well. But listen, it might seem like the premier spot for a producer to have Saturday morning at, you know, being getting here at 6 in the morning to produce our show. But we know it takes dedication to be there, and Zach, you did a great job all year. So thank you very much for your work. We appreciate it.
Davis will give you an extra shekel this week, all right? Yeah.
No, he did a great job, and it's nice when you got a good producer on the other end. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Hey, by the way, thanks to all of our partners, our sponsors, even new ones here like the Lynx Golf and Tap, Golf Dojo, the folks who've come on with us this year. We value you as partners. We look at you partners. And this show could not happen without our partners.
Our presenting sponsors want to give that. You hear them going in and out of breaks, but let's give them an extra mention here because they're a huge part of why we're on the air here. The West New York PGA, everybody over there, kudos to that crew, Chip Clover, Victoria Shiro, and the whole staff. They do an amazing job over there. So thank you for the West New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Donna and Pat Phillips and Kevin and everybody over there.
Saw Pat yesterday.
That's where you go to get your stuff.
Yeah, if you don't get your clubs there, you're making a wrong move, in my opinion.
Custom Turf, Steve Beatty, doing great job all across Western New York. Steve, thank you for your support of the show. Our friends at Michelob Ultra and Jim Beam as well, thank you for your work supporting our show and your products. That's right. And our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club, for putting up with Kevin and I all year.
Yes.
Where we play our most golf. I know. We love being a part of the show. And all the golf courses and facilities and area Western European PGA pros
golf,
that have hosted us. Yeah, we just had Taylor on from Callaway.
We enjoy seeing all of our listeners, too, the golfers who come to those clubs when we're there.
It's been, I think, 28 weeks we've been doing this.
And 27 this year.
27, right? I thought it was 28.
Is it 28? Maybe it's 28.
It's 28. But
we started in late February. Wow. And we'll be back at it next February.
Yeah. Yes. It's been fun. You know, you get up every morning, you're going to somewhere cool, and it's somewhere in the, it's just been a fun year. It's always fun to do, so I'll always enjoy it.
Well, thanks to you two for, you know, one of us at this table, I won't mention names, you know, missed some time this year, but thanks to you two.
Yeah, for good reason.
Yeah, but you were out on the working the tour. And
I'm not saying that for that. I'm just saying, like, you know, you guys have been awesome.
Yep. Jeff and I We've had a lot of good drives to all the courses we've gone to.
Yeah, it's been fun. It'd be weird not to spend time with Cozy on a Saturday morning.
You guys can just get together next Saturday morning, right?
Have coffee like drive. Old guys.
Just go for a ride.
We'll start driving. Where are we going? I don't know.
Meet at the park and ride.
We'll get it while it's cheap. Yeah, I get the senior discount. Yeah, I'll buy it for you.
Perfect. All right, we wrap up here our season. Again, thank you, the listeners. Be sure to follow us on our social media handles. We'll have more throughout the fall and the winter before we get back on WGR next February at T2G Buffalo. Make sure you follow us there. And again, tdegreenradio.com is our website. So big thanks to Nick Latempio here and Sean for letting us in. Again, if you want to sign up to be a part of a winter league here at the Lynx Golf and Tap, go to their website, thelynxgolfandtap.com, and click on that golfing tab. But a really, really great indoor facility here in the One Niagara building here in Niagara Falls. So we say goodbye to another TD Green season. Thanks for listening. You'll hear from us soon. For Kevin Sylvester and for PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. TD Green right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.